As Congress is set to debate another war scenario, this time in Syria, the number of wounded continues to grow from the current conflict in Afghanistan and previous engagements in Iraq. Unlike wars in the last century, a big percentage of these wounded suffer from what are called cognitive injuries, things like closed head injuries from explosive devices. This summer in Aspen, a group of injured soldiers took a week for an equine therapy program called Horses for Heroes. We have a multimedia feature on this program now on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. The video was produced by Chris Council, chief photographer for the Aspen Daily News, and Chris Janich, a photography student from Syracuse University who interned with the Daily News. They're here to talk about Horses for Heroes. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So I gather from what you've told me that this is a pretty impressive program.
What makes this program unique is the fact that these guys are suffering from cognitive disabilities as opposed to physical injuries. The two main injuries they suffer from are traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. When you meet them, things seem pretty normal, but as you get to talk to them, you can pick up a couple small things here and there. You know, maybe a slight hesitation in a conversation. The conversation's a little bit slower.
Yeah, and you can sort of tell that they seem a little bit more reserved than, you know, the other people that you're interacting with.
And is there a change that you can see or feel when they get around the animals?
I will say, when they are interacting with the animals, they seem really focused and they seem to enjoy it, be it the small things like brushing or putting a saddle on, or simple things like riding the horse around the inside stable, and doing stretching exercises.
They'll claim that it is super relaxing and, you know, stress reducing. They'll say that this is the 1 week where they can start to feel like somewhat back to normal.
I think as an example, one of the interviews we did was with a gentleman, his name was Sean, and his wife, Melissa. We asked her that question, and her response was that, that at home he tends to be a little more stressed out, perhaps angry, reserved, maybe doesn't want to go out, doesn't want to interact with people, and that, you know, by the end of this week, you know, she starts to see some visible changes in him.
What is Sean's story?
He is a staff sergeant in the Army Reserve. He is still active duty. Sean fought in Iraq, was injured in combat, and the bulk of Sean's injuries, again, are not physical, and so he suffers from traumatic brain injury and PTSD.
And you watched him then, as part of this week-long program, interacting not only with the staff and the counselors and the other veterans there, but with these animals. And what did you see?
I think Chris put it, you know, pretty well. They were incredibly focused on every, you know, each of the smaller details. Some of them, you know, were more focused on prepping the horse, and then some of the others were more, you could tell, like, involved with the exercises that they would do while riding, you know, like just little stretching exercises or practicing not holding the reins while you're riding and stuff like that.
The way the program was structured is on day one, the participants all came together at Cypress Therapy Services in Carbondale. The program the week is called Horses for Heroes, and it's a joint program between Challenge Aspen Military Opportunities and Cypress Therapy Services. The first step for the participants to actually go out and meet their horse. They went out kind of into the field or into the stables, met their horse, and then led it back into this kind of indoor training arena. It was a very slow process. Everything just flowed very gently. Once they had the horses in the arena, they spent some time brushing the horses, kind of petting them, get to knowing the horse, and then saddling. And then they were led over to kind of this ramp area, got onto the horse very gently. And then they spent some time just kind of being led around the arena with a volunteer. The ultimate goal is to just create a sense of peace. I think the key word in PTSD is stress. So this program removes that level of stress.
What about these horses that are so patient with these guys?
A lot of them are older, I guess you could say, maybe retired horses, you know, a little easier around people than, say, the rodeo horses that we were filming before. One guy that we interviewed, Richard, he has a horse who was donated by the mother of somebody who served in Iraq and was killed by a sniper. she wanted to find a way to give back to veterans who were coming home with various disabilities, and she found that she could donate Delta, her horse, who was named after the force that her son was in, to this equine therapy program. And Richard has been, this is his second year back, and he has been riding the same horse. So I think that was one of the more interesting stories, you know, and is telling to how important this program is to him.
So you were watching this guy bond with Delta.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Richard's a big guy. He's he was a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps. I don't know, he's probably 6'4", maybe bigger.
You know, tattoos and everything.
But you see him interact very gently with this horse.
Chris, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks, Roger.
Chris Council is chief photographer for the Aspen Daily News. Chris Janich is a photography student from Syracuse University. The multimedia feature they produced on Horses for Heroes is on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.